Today's shir is a Masechta Sota on Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin in the middle of the last line on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis with the words Vateitzena Shtayim Dubim Min Hayar Vatifkano. We are in the middle of the story of Elisha, who cured the waters of the city of Jericho, and he put the young boys out of business. They were selling fresh water, and once the waters of Jericho that had been bitter were cured by Elisha, they went out of business. They mocked Elisha. They told him, they called him a bald one. You have made us bald. We have no more parnasa. They lacked emuna, as we learned in yesterday's sugya. And then they were cursed by Elisha. And as a punishment, two bears came out of the forest and they tore apart Vatifkana mehem arboim ushnei elodim. 42 of these young men were torn apart and killed. As we turn to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Shmuel, we have a machlokas here between Rav Shmuel, Chad Omer Nes. One of these two say that there was a Nes here, only one Nes in the case of Eliyahu because of his klola. The Chad Omer Nes B'toich Nes, and the other Mandi Omer is of the opinion, we don't know who says what, whether it's Rav or Shmuel saying both of these statements, but one of them says it was only one Nes, and the other one says it was a Nes B'toich Nes, it was two Nesim, explains the Gemara. Mandi Omer Nes Yar have, there was only one nest because there was an existing forest. Dubim loy have, there were no bears. And Elisha miraculously created through his curse these bears. Mandi omer nes b'toich nes, the one who says it was a double miracle, lo yar have v'lo dubim have. There was no forest, there were no bears. And through Elisha's curse, there came a forest and there came bears. Ask the Gemara, why is a double nest needed? V'lehevi dubim v'lehevi yar. Why didn't just bears come about? And what is the purpose, as Rashi explains, of having a yar? If the purpose is to punish these young men, then it was sufficient just to create the bears. The Gemara answers the Be'isi, as Rashi explains, because the bears have a fright to attack a human unless they have a forest where they can hide after the attack. So if there would have been no forest, they would have not dared to attack the young men. And therefore, in order for them to feel safe and secure, Elisha had to create a forest as well. Then they would be bold enough to attack the young men. So according to this pshat, there was a double nest. Now, one could ask a question, why didn't Elisha, through his curse, create bears that would be brazen and bold enough to attack even without having the security of a forest to hide in? And on this, we have to say that when Nisim are created, Hashem always does it as much as possible, b'derech hateva, which we call a nes nister, a hidden nest. If a bear would attack when there would not be a forest, this would be more like a nes nigla, because that is against the normal nature of the bear. Amar Rav Chanina said, "Bishvil arboim mushnaim korbanis shehikriv bolok melech mayav." We find in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Bolok that Bolok sacrificed 42 korbanis. Be in that schus, and the Gemara at this point is learning that the word bishvil means as a reward. Hufka'u mi Yisrael arbo mishnayim elodim. So these 42 young men who were killed in the times of Elisha, they came about as a result, as a schar for the 42 korbanos that Balak Melech Moav brought when he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that so? V'om Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, a famous memra, which the Masoresh of Shas tells us we have all over Shas, Sanhedrin Kofhei, Psachim Dafnun, Erech and Tezayin. We had it before in our Masechta, Chav Beis and Mebeis, Hurius Daf Yud, and Nazir Chav Gimel. What's interesting is that there is also Gemara in Brachas, but we'll come to that Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin, Amid Aleph in a moment, because Taisus and Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph and Brachas asks Astira from all these Gemoras, including our Gemara here, Saitim Am Zayin, to the Gemara and Brachas Yud Zayin. Let us see first what the Gemara here says. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, "La'olam yasik adam b'toyra v'mitzvos va'afal pi shaloi lishma, shemitoch shaloi lishma bo lishma." That always a person should delve into Torah and mitzvahs, even not altruistically, even not lishma, because eventually through lo lishma it comes to lishma. So the Gemara is going to prove this from the case of Bullock. Let us see the proof. Shebeschar arboim ushnaim korbanis shehikrav Bullock melech mayav, because of the 42 korbanis that Bullock melech mayav sacrificed, which was loy lishma, because he was doing it to curse Klal Yisrael, to destroy Klal Yisrael, in that schus, zocha v'yotzasa mimenu rus, there came out from him rus, sheyotzasa mimenu, and as a result of rus, who was a descendant from Balak, Melech Moyav, there came out eventually David HaMelech and Shloim HaMelech, Sheyotze Mimenu, and that means that it's attributed, that it came out from the great-great-grandfather Bullock Melech Moyev, so Yotze Mimenu, through Rus, it also came out from Bullock, who came out Shloim HaShekosev Bey, Elef Oilis Yalash Shloim HaShloim would bring 1,000 Oilis, V'om Rav Yosef Ben Chuni, Rus, Biter Shel Egloin, Benoy Shel Bullock Hoysa, that Rus was the daughter of Egloin, and Eglon was the son of Bullock. The Tosfos and Nazir Chav Gimel Amud Beis tells us that Lav Dafka, that Rus was actually the daughter of Eglon, but it means that she was a descendant of Eglon, and Eglon was the son of Bullock. So Rus came out of Bullock, and from her came out, Rashi adds David, which we don't have in our Gemara, Sheyatsim Imen David Ushloima, and Shloima brought many korbanis. So what the Gemara's question is, says Rashi on the fourth line at the end, Alma zeha yischorei. What are you telling me? That Amar Rabbi Chanina bishvil arbor mishnayim korbanis. Because of the 42 korbanis, that's why Bullock was zoiche. That he was able eventually to cause 42 of these young men to die. But we learned that there was a different schar. We learned that a person should be Isaac in Torah Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma, because eventually he'll come to Lishma, as we find Bullock, who was Isaac Shaloi Lishma. What was his schar? That he got Rus and David and Shloima brought Karbanis Lishma. So the Gemara's question is, you're telling me the schar of the 42 Karbanis is the 42 children. Here we see the schar of the 42 Karbanis is Rus and eventually David and then Shloima. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Avadid, as the Marshal explains, Avadid, the Schar was the Rus and David and Shloima coming out. But what we meant with Bishvil, Arbor Mishnam Karbanis, does not mean that that's a reward for the 42 Karbanis, that 42 of the young men were killed. But rather, says the Gemara, Tavosai Mio Leklolahavi. His desire was to bring the Karbanis in order to better curse the Bnei Yisrael. So although he was not effective at that time to curse the Bnei Yisrael, but eventually, many generations later, he was effective that in a smaller way, he didn't destroy all of Klal Yisrael, but his curse had an effect. That's what we mean, Bishvil Arbor Mishnayim Karbana Shekhov Balak Melech Moev Hufku Mi Yisrael Arbor Mishnayim Yoladim. Since he had this passion to curse and annihilate and destroy Klal Yisrael, eventually on a smaller level, 42 young men were killed in the time of Elisha. The schar that he got from it, the mitzvah shaloi lishma, which came to lishma, that was Rus, David, and Shlomo. That's the schar. But bishvil arboim mishnayim means that it had an effect. Maybe it didn't have an effect right away, but it had an eventual effect that 42 of these young men were killed. From here, we learn out a tremendous lesson. We know, merubah mita taiva mimitis peronius takpamim, that something good from Hashem is 500 times stronger than something bad. So if a person's evil intentions, like Bullock's, to curse Klal Yisrael was not effective right away, but it was effective many generations later to kill out these 42 young men, how much more so if a person blesses someone else, if a person davens for someone else, if a person cries for someone else, he may not see the immediate reward that his tefillah, his bechiyah, has an effect, but we are told that there is no tefillah, there is no tear that Hashem doesn't value and hold precious and store it away, that one day a future descendant will be aided because of the bracha and the tefillah and the tears of his great-great-grandparents. Now, first of all, let us just explain briefly, there's much to speak about it, but the time does not permit. The Michtav Melio spends a lot of time explaining, Rabbi Elio Dessler, this phrase, this famous phrase which we find all over Shas, La'olam yasek adam b'tarvei mitzvos af pi shelo lishma, shemitar shelo lishma bo lishma. So the first he points out from the altar of Kelm, and Rav Chaim Voloshiner in the Nefesh HaChaim goes into this mahalach also, that la'olam, that this is not just a b'diyeved, it's a l'chatchila. How does a person come to lishma? As Rav Chaim Voloshiner puts it, you have to climb up the ladder to lishma. You cannot jump to the top of the ladder right away. As the Rambam tells us, that a small child, you give sweets, a child gets older, you give him clothing, you give him a bicycle, whatever it may be, to, that he should be motivated to learn and do mitzvahs, and eventually he'll understand that the purpose is the learning itself and the doing mitzvahs itself. Asher k'nishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. The Michtav Melio says that lishma is without any personal benefit whatsoever. That the person doesn't even pat himself on the back and say to himself, I did a great thing for Hashem today. That also is lo lishma. That's also missing in the pnimius of a mitzvah. So, but how do you reach that exalted level? How do you get to the top of the ladder? Lo oilam, the only way to do it is yasek adam b'tarav mitzvahs, afal pi shelo lishma. Because shemitoich shelo lishma bo lishma, as the altar of Kelm explains, that what kind of loy lishma should you la'olam start with? Such a loy lishma whose goal it is to eventually come to lishma. But if the master sees you're climbing up the ladder, he's not upset that you're not at the top of the ladder yet. It takes time. But if he sees you moving back on the first rung of the ladder and you're never attempting to move up the ladder, then he'll get upset. Tosfos in Brachos, as we mentioned, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, asks a famous theorem. All these Gemoras all over Shas quote this memra, that La'olam yasek adam b'tarvei mitzvos shelo lishma, shemitoich shelo lishma bo lishma. And there the Gemara in Brachos Yudzayin says that whoever serves Hashem lo lishma, it's better that he was never created. That he la'yotze la'aver olam, a contradiction. Tosfos answers that there's two kinds of lo lishma. If a person does it, sheyichabdu, that he should get honor, that he's called a rov, hopefully that the rov gets honor from his balabatim, but if it's such a kind of loy lishma, that's our sugya right here. Loy l'miyask adam tar mishlo lishma, shemitar shlo lishma bo lishma. But if it's lakanter, if it's a negative thing against, he wants to just show up the other party, he wants to show that he can best them, he can learn better than him, that is better that he was never created. That's what Tosfos says. And l'chora, maybe that's the same thing as the Michtav Melio is quoting from Simcha Zissel, that if it's a loy lishma to get to lishma, that's permitted. But if it's lakanter, such a loy lishma is never to get to lishma, memel, it's better that it wasn't created. Now, to me, I have a pella of akasha on this Tosfos. I didn't see in the Mefarshim that they ask it. And if anyone has a teretz anywhere in the world who's listening to the shir, please send a email to grossman@ou.org. I'd like to hear your answer. The pella is from our Gemara on Tosfos. Because Tosfos says when it's lakanter, we don't say mitar shaloy lishma bo lishma. There it's better that he wasn't created. What kind of loy lishma was Bolok demonstrating here? Bolok was not only demonstrating lakanter to best his opponent, Bolok was trying to curse him to eradicate, to annihilate the Jewish people. So ein l'chol akanter gedol mizu. According to Tosfos, how could the Gemara here bring the memra that the schar of Bullock's loyal shma was that he got Rus and David and Shloima because he brought those 42 karbanas? Those 42 karbanas was to destroy the Jewish people. That loyal shma is loyach noyach l'shloy nivra. How could you say on that mitarch shloy l'shma bol l'shma l'chayritz apella atzim from on Tosfos from this Gemara? And if anyone has a teretz, I would love to hear it. Continues the Gemara. Vayoimru anshei ha'ir el Elisha. The men of the city said to Elisha, this is the city of Yericho, we're still involved in this story with the bears who killed the 42 young men. This was at the beginning of the story, when they were asking Elisha to cure the waters of Yericho, which were bitter. As you see, this is a wonderful city. And the pasuk concludes there, Vahamayim Roim, the water is bitter, Vaharetz Mishkelas, and the land kills the inhabitants, asked the Gemara. Vahimachr Demayim Roim Vaharetz Mishkelas, Elamato Vasa. What kind of grape land is that? As you can see, they say to Elisha, this is a wonderful place to live. The water is terrible, it kills people, but it's a great place. What kind of great place is it? Amar Rabbi Chanan, so Rabbi Chanan says, interestingly, in Rabbi Chanan's name is the word chen, and that's what Rabbi Chanan answers. Chen mokum al yoshvav, that every city finds favor. It could be an ugly city, a terrible city, even a place that causes death, but yet the city has a favor on those who live in the city. There's actually three times where we find that something could have a favor on a person, and it's appealing to him, even though the thing might be bad and ugly. And what are they? Chain Mokum al Yisrael, which we just mentioned. Chain Ishal Baila, a wife to her husband. Rashi says that even though he mechu eres, noisas chain beinav, even though she might be ugly, and yet it's his wife, and she's nice chain beinav. And finally, chain mekach al mekhoi, and the Rabbi Shaya Pickett, the Messiah Shashas, says that the Orach tells us it should really be loikhoi, the something that is bought in the eyes of the beholder, in the eyes of the one who bought it. To him, it's beautiful, even though somebody else might not think so. But if I spent money to buy it, I have a chain for this item. Tana Rabbanu, we have learned. Shloisha chaloin chol Elisha. Because Elisha caused the death of these 42 boys, apparently it was considered an aveira on the part of Elisha, even though they mocked him. And for that, he got a sickness, and he almost died from it. And he's the first person in history that we find that had a terrible illness that could have caused his death. And through tefillah, he was able to save himself from death. That was the first reason that he got sick. The second one was the first one was he incited the bears against the young lads. And one was he got sick to the point of death. And again, only Tfilah saved him when he pushed away his Talmud Gehazi with two hands and didn't allow his Talmud to come back. The Gemara soon will tell us what exactly did Gehazi do wrong. And the final one was not an oinish, adarab, it's a bracha, when someone gets sick before he dies, because he's then able to do tshuva, he's able to bring his children and grandchildren to him and instruct them what he wants them to do in the future. So that's not considered an oinish, but rather, he got a sickness before he died. How do I know that Elisha had these three sicknesses, two of them that almost caused his death, and finally the third one that caused his death, shenemar, because the pasuk says, ve'elisha chola. That's sickness number one, as Rashi explains. Es chol yoy, that's sickness number two. Asher yomus boy, and then finally the sickness that took his life, that's the third one. Tana Rabbanan. Lo'olam te small doch v'mim karevis. As the Iyun Yaakov explains, that when you give techocha to someone who did something wrong, you have to do it in a balanced form, with moderation. You have to push away with the left, and when you're chastising him, and the yamin mekarevis, but the right hand has to draw close. And I once heard from the Sefer Rebbe Shlita, and this is what the Iyun Yaakov is saying, that the stronger one we know is the right hand. So in the balance between the Smol Doich and the Min Karevis, the scale tips to the side of Kirov. When you chastise someone for what he did wrong, but you have to, the balance has to go into the side of the Yamin, which is Yamin Mekarevis. So like Elisha Shadach Gehazi B'Shtei Yadav, not like Elisha, who pushed away Gehazi with two hands, and now, depending on which Gemara you're looking at, you may have the next line, or you might not, because this is a line that was taken out by the censors, which for many years we only found in the Sefer called Chasroinus HaShas, the missing pieces of Shas, and they were not printed in the Gemara itself, and now various Gemaras, the Oiz V'Hadar, Masifta, those who are learning from Art Scroll, already have the missing text in the Gemara itself. There's a total of 10 lines in this Amid which are missing. And the censors did not do a good job, because it's very obvious when you have a Gemara that has these lines missing, if you compare it to all the Dafim at the end of this Masechta, they're all long Dafim. They go from the top till the bottom of the Amud of Gemara. And in this particular Amud, you see there's a noticeable gap that it's much shorter, this Amud, than the rest. And not only that, if they were trying to hide this Gemara for whatever reason, because this Gemara, as we'll see, speaks about Yeshu HaNoitzri, Yeshu the Nazareth, so they didn't do a good job of hiding it. And I'll show you an example, because the Gemara says like this, you have to be small Dorchim and Mikarevis, not like Elisha who pushed away Gehazi with two his hands. V'loiki Yeshua ben Prachya Shadachvoy la'echad mitalmidav b'shtei yadav, and not like Yeshua ben Prachya who pushed away one of his talmidim with two hands. And then the Gemara immediately asks, Elisha mahi, what's the story with Elisha? Where did he push away Gehazi with two hands? So this is obvious right here. If you take this line out, as some Gemaras have, you take out from V'loik Yeshub and Parachia, Shadoch V'l'echmet Avir B'Shtei Yadav, you take those words out, then the Gemara does not follow its normal, we're on the first wide line of the Gemara. The Gemara does not follow its usual thing, because if we're only speaking about Elisha, the Gemara would not ask, Elisha Mahi. If you're speaking about two people, Elisha and Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, then the Gemara says, Elisha Mahi. And a few lines later, the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Shua ben Prachya Mahi. What's the story with each? But if you're only speaking about Elisha, you don't say, Elisha Mahi, you go into it. Like Elisha, Dachul Yechaz B'Shtei Yodav, Dichsiv. You don't pause and say, what's the story with Elisha? You're in Elisha. You just follow through. So by leaving the words Elisha Mahi, they showed us that they had taken something out. Now, we said that this might be Yeshua Noitzri. In fact, the Tosfos HaRosh has the girsa here. Not Echad Mitalmidav, but he has the words Yeshua Noitzri. Yeshu stands for Yemach Yud Shin Vav, Yemach Shmoy V'Zichroy, Yeshua Noitzri. Now, however, the Tosfos HaRosh says it's not the Yeshua Noitzri that we have in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I didn't have a chance to look it up from memory. I believe it's on Mem Gimel, at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, where it says that Yeshua Noitzri was killed by Sanhedrin on Erev Pesach. It's not the same one, says the Tosfos HaRosh, because that one lived right before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And this one is in the days of Rabbi Shua ben Prachya. Rabbi Shua ben Prachya was a few hundred years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Rishonim want to suggest that in fact there were two people who were called Yeshua Noitzri. Or the Meiri has the gears in our Gemara, Yeshu. It was a person called Yeshu, but it was not the famous Yeshua Noitzri, or the infamous Yeshua Noitzri. The Ramban, however, tells us that it could be it was one and the same Yeshua Noitzri who was killed on Erev Pesach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And he suggests the following. It is the Noitzrim who tell us that Yeshu lived 73 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. But Chazal were of the opinion that he lived 200 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. If it's 200 years before, then it fits in, because that's exactly when Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya lived. So then it would come out that it is the same Yeshu HaNoitzri in the Gemara in Sanhedrin when he was killed by Sanhedrin Erev Pesach, and the Yeshu HaNoitzri that we have here in our Gemara. So there's much discussion in Rishonim and Achronim whether our specific Gemara is speaking about him or not. Continues the Gemara, Elisha Mahi, what's the story with Elisha the Siv? Vayomer Naaman was a general who had tsaras, and Elisha cured him from his tsaras, and then Naaman says, I want to pay you. And Elisha says, no, it's on the house, I don't accept payment for this. But then his Talmud Gehazi went to Naaman and said, oh, by the way, my master thought it over and he will accept payment. Of course, where did the payment go? Straight into Gehazi's pocket. So the pasuk says, Vayomer Naaman, Hoyel kach kikrim. Hoyel, the Mitzudas Tzion there in Navi says Hoyel means please take. And the Rashi there in Navi and in Sanhedrin says that Hoyel is Milosh Shvua, Vayoyel Moshe. That he said, wait a second. Your master said he's not taking. You're telling me he changed his mind. Swear to me that he changed his mind. And he swore. And because he swore false, that is why we're going to see soon that he received an einish, that he got saras on his head. Hoyel nakikrim, take these 2 talents of silver. He also gave him 2 garments of clothing, because Gehazi said there are 2 poor Talmid Chachamim who need clothing. He gave him that. Uksib. When Elisha found out about it, he said to Gehazi, Vayomer Elav, Loi libi holach kasher hafach ishmi almer kafter lekrasech. Didn't my heart go together with you when the man turned from his chariot and went to meet you? Ha'eis lakachto sakesef. Is this the time now to take silver? V'lakachta begadim, and you took clothing? 2 things. I'm going to count up. There's a total of 8 things that he told him. V'zesim and olives, v'ukramim and vineyards, that's 4 things. V'tsoinu boker and sheep and cattle, 6 things. V'avarim u'shvachais, slaves and maidservants, 8 things. Ask the Gemara, Umi Shakal Kuli Hai, did he in fact take these 8 things? It says in the Pasuk, Kesevu Begadim Udu Shakal. It says that he just took, Gehazi just took Kesevu Begadim. Why does Elisha enumerate 8 things? On Rabbi Yitzchak, he wanted to give him a hint. They were learning the Sugi, as Rashi says in Mesech de Shabbos, Perik Shemayne Shratzim, Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, which we have today in Mesech de Shabbos. That was the Sugi that Elisha and Gehazi were learning together. Omar Loi, so Elisha said to Gehazi, Russia, he gia es litoschar. If you're concerned about getting reward, when I told Naaman I'm not taking any schar, so you, for the Torah that you learned, you have to get reward. But unfortunately, you forfeited your reward in Olam Haba, and you're going to get it here in Olam Hazeh. That's why he told him 8 things to be meramis them. You're getting your reward for the Shmoyne Shratzim in this world. But you're also getting something else. Utsaras Naaman tidbak b'cho b'zarach lo'olam. The tsaras that Naaman had, which he got cured from, I cured him from it, it should now stick to you and your children forever. And herein lies the Gehazi being pushed away, dochui b'shtei adayim. So one pshat in the riff in the Ayin Yaakov says that the pshat is that a mitzvah is also to come into any walled city in Eretz Yisrael. So basically, Elisha, for all intents and purposes, was pushing Gehazi away from ever seeing him again. If Gehazi would want to do tshuva, he couldn't do it because he couldn't come in. He's going to be a mitzvah forever for the rest of his life, and they won't meet up with each other. Secondly, the Ben Yoyada explains that he also gave this curse of tsaras to his children. His children could have influenced Gehazi to do tshuva, but now that they're in the same boat with him, so the whole family, Gehazi with his children, deteriorated spiritually, and they were lost. So this is considered a avera, which Elisha got punished, that he almost died from the sickness because he had been matchem b'shteyadayim. He should have been, as the Gemara says, merachik b'smoil, and mekarev smoil doichav yamin mekarevus. And then the Gemara relates to us how this curse came true. Varbo anoshmoy mitzaram. The Navi says there were four mitzaram. Am Rabbi Yochanan, who are these four mitzaram? Zegechazi u'shloishes banav. And then later it says that Elisha did try to bring his Talmud back. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Vayelech Elisha Damesek. Elisha went to Damesek. His real reason for going was to give a nevuah that Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, would die, and Chazal would become king. But Chazal understand, normally when you say, actually, if you look at the Masorah Shashas here, Oishes, he says, Sorach Leimer Vayavoy. There is no pasuk in Tanakh that says Vayelech Elisha Damesek. The pasuk, in fact, says Vayavay Elisha Damesek. But the Gemara is pointing out, normally it says Vayelech. Before it is a Vayavay, it is a Vayelech. Here the pasuk doesn't say Vayelech. So the Gemara understands from that, from the fact that it just says Vayavay, that the Vayelech was for another reason than the one that seems mefurish in the pasuk. The one that's in the pasuk is to tell Ben-Hadad that he's going to die and Chazal would become king. But there was another motivation on Elisha to go. He had another reason. Lo maholach. Why did he want to go? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shaholach lazir legechazi b'tshuva. Gechazi was in Damascus. Elisha went to Damascus to try to bring him back. V'loy chazar. He did not do tshuva. Amar loy chazar bach. Elisha said to Gechazi, come back. Amar loy. Kachem u'kulanim b'chad. This is what I received a halacha from you. Call me shechotav. Hechtis a rabbim. Anyone who sinned and he made the rabbim sin, ema speaking b'yari las tshuva. We do not enable him to do tshuva. My avad. What was the aveira that Gechazi did that corrupted other people as well? Ikid the amri evan shei evas tol loy l'chatas yiravim. He took a magnet, as Rashi explains, and he took the Egel Azov that Yeravim had made, and through strong magnets, he lifted up that Egel, and the people didn't realize that it was being lifted up by strong magnets. V'hemidu ben Shemayim Lo'aretz, now it was between heaven and earth, so people thought that it had a power to it, and that corrupted people that they began to serve it as an Avodah Zarah. V'ikid Yamri, and some say, shame Chokak Lapuma, he inscribed the Shem Hashem in the mouth, by the mouth of this Egel Azov of Yeravim, which the Gemara calls Chatas Yeravim, the sin of Yeravim. V'hoysoy Meres, and when the Shem Hashem is placed in a correct manner, it can cause magical powers. And the Egel Azov began to say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha v'loyi Elokecha. So really what the Egel was saying was, Hashem is Anoichi. It was referring to Hashem. But people going by, seeing this Egel, and hearing the Egel say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, they misunderstood, and they thought that the Egel itself was Hashem, and that brought people to Avodah Zarah. The Ikar the Amri, and some say, Rabbon and Dach Mekameh, this is what Gechazi did wrong. He pushed away, while he was the Mesharis of Elisha, there were many Talmidim who wanted to come to learn by Elisha, he pushed him away. How do we know he pushed him away? The Chsiv. Vayom Rebnei Anavim Elisha, the Bnei Anavim said to Elisha, he named no Amokam Asher Nachnu Yashim Shom, the place we're sitting, this is after Gechazi was sent away, Asher Anachnu Yashim Shom from Nachat, Sarmi Menu, the place we're sitting in front of you is very crowded. Until now, it wasn't crowded. They started to complain when Gehazi left. Why? Because many Talmidim had been refused admission when Gehazi was there. Now we're able to come in. And everybody came in who wanted to come in, so it was too crowded. And this was an avera of Gehazi because Elisha felt that he had not let people steig. They could have sat by Elisha and grown much more in Yiddishkeit, in Nevuah, in Chachmas HaTorah, and he was the one who prevented it. That's why it was such a terrible aver. He was a chayte umachti asarab. And now comes nine lines of Gemara, which we do not find in some editions. And it could be the Gemara that you have in front of you does not have these nine lines, but we will say the Gemara because it is part of our Gemara. It was just taken out by the censor. Frey, the Gemara, Vaishaya ben Prachim, Yeshua ben Prachim, Mayi. What, now that we did Elisha, now we switch to the second one. And then it makes sense. As we said before, otherwise Elisha Mai wouldn't make sense. But since you're talking about two people, you finished one, now let's go to the other. What's the story with Yeshua ben Prachya? So the Gemara says, we have to get a background to what happened. We have the Gemara in Kedushin of Samach Amid Alf that tells us that Yanai HaMelech wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. One of the Chachamim cast aspersions on his Yichus. And then it was found out that there were no reason to say that he was not a Kohen Miyuchas. When Yanai heard what had been done, that somebody was Moitzi Shemra on him, he decided to take revenge against all the Chachamim. He started to kill them all out. Shimon ben Shetach, Atminu Achsei. His sister hid him. She was the wife of Yanai HaMelech, and mercy for her brother, so she hid him from the wrath of her husband. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, what about him? He was the Nasi. Ozli went. Orek, he fled, he escaped, Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, to Alexandria in Mitzrayim, Kiavi Shama, when Yanai cooled, calmed down, and all the Talmid Chacham had been killed, and then there was Sholem, Sholech Le Shimon Ben Shetach. Shimon Ben Shetach sent a letter to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Prachya, and he said, Mini Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh L'cho Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim. From here, Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh to Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Achoytzi, my sister city. Bali, my master, because since he was the Nasi, he was considered, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Prachya, the Baal of Klal Yisrael. Shor B'Soichech, my master is living in you in the city of Alexandria. V'ani Yoshev Shemeim, and I am desolate. I don't have my Nasi. I want him back. Omar, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya said, Shema mina, if he wants me back, Havalei Shama, I see there must be peace there, I'm going back. Ki also, when he was going back on the way, Iklal hu ishbizu, he came to a certain inn, Kom kamayu b'yikr shapir, so they heard that Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, the Nasi, is in the inn, so they got up, Kavod HaTorah, they gave him great honor. Avdilei Yikra Tuva, they didn't just get up, but they gave him much honor. Yosef, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya was sitting, the Kamishtabach, and he was complimenting, Kama Noach San Yezu, this lady who was running the inn, how nice she is. She's pleasant. She showed Kavod HaTorah, what a wonderful thing. Amrlei Echad Mitalmidov, so this Echad Mitalmidov, who we have identified possibly as Yeshua Noitzri, when he heard his Rebbe saying, so he thought when he said, he was happened to be in the inn at that time, and he heard his Rebbe saying, Kama Noach San Yezu, he thought that he was saying, she's pretty. So he said, well, she's not pretty, Rebbe. Rebbe, ain't that Terutois, Rashi says, Agulois, they're round, she has round eyes, she's not pretty. Omar Lei, Rabbi Shuma Prachya heard this, he said, Russia, the Kachata Isaac, you're Isaac and looking at married women, that's what you're busy with. Apik Arba Meir Shippur, he brought out 400 Shoifrim, Vishamte, and he put him in Ches, in Cherim. Every day, Yeshu would come to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya he wanted to come back. He would not accept him. One day, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya was reading Krishma. He came in front of him. So at that point, in the middle of Krishma, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya was thinking, you know what? He's been punished enough. I'm going to accept him back. But he was in the middle of Krishma, he couldn't talk, so he made a gesture with his hand, like, Chakei Rega, I'll be with you. But meanwhile, Yeshu Savar Mitcha Dochile, that he's giving me a gesture with his hand, like, get out of here, I told you, I don't want you. That's what he thought. So he had it. He said, that's it. Ozal Zokov Levinta Palcha. He set up a brick, and he worshipped it. From memory, I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but in Sanhedrin, where this same sugya is Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, where also you have a big gap in the Amid, there I believe it says that he made a cross, and he, through magical powers, he had the two bricks. It was two bricks, and one was horizontal, one was vertical, and he worshipped it. Amalei Chazor Bruch. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya says, do tshuva. Amalei, so Yeshu said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, Kach mekublanim imcha,
I heard this from you. Whoever sins and makes other sins, we don't enable him to do tshuva. The Omar Mar, and how do we know that he did terrible things? Kishev, he had sorcery, black magic. Vehissus, and he incited. Vidiach, and he led astray. Vehichtias Yisrael, and this is the end of the nine lines that are missing here in our Gemara. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, three things you have to go in this Mahalach of Smoil Doicha, Yamin Mekarevis. What are they? Yetzer. Rashi explains the Yetzer for Puruvu. A person should not be Isaac in Tashmish too much, but on the other hand, he shouldn't, that's small doicha. But on Yamin Mekarevis, he has to do the mitzvah of Puruvu. Tinek, a child, when you're giving him Musar, you can't push him away with both hands. You have to give him, tell him if he's doing something wrong, but you have to do it in a way that you still bring him close. Yamin Makarv. And Aisha, the same thing with a woman. The Tinek, Rashi says, he'll run away and he'll destroy himself if you push him away with two hands. And a woman, too, is very sensitive. Daita Kala, Rashi says, and if you're going to go with both hands pushing her away, also she can go out Latar Basra. So by all of these three, Teismol Doicha, V'yamin, Mikarevis. And now we continue with the next Mishnah, Nimtza HaHoyrek. Actually, therefore, if the person who murdered, the murderer is found before the Egla Rufa, actually, Nirpa Ha'egla, in other words, they brought down the Egla Rufa to the Nachal Eson, but they did not decapitate it yet. Right before they were going to decapitate it, they found who the murderer was. Teitze v'tir be'eder, so it goes and grazes with the flock. You're allowed to have Hana from it. So Rashi says that this is really talking about Machlokes in the Gemara and Krisis. At what point does the Kedusha of the Egla Rufa come? There's one Shita that holds that it comes when it goes down to the Nachal Eisen, even before the decapitation. If so, the Egla Rufa is Aser Bano. So Rashi says that according to that Mandi Omar, even if he found the murderer before the Arifa, but it was after it came down to the Nachal Eisen, it would be Aser Bano. However, the Yerushalmi says that even according to the Mandi Omar, that the Kedusha of the Egla Rufa comes when it's Yoyred, L'Nachal Eson, but if you found the murderer before you did the Arifa, retroactively, since that Kedusha was done by mistake, so you would be Mutter Bahanoah, not like Rashi says based on the Bavli, that it's Tali the Machloikis Tanoim. Our Tana holds its Toli in the Arifa, and the Tana in the Bryce in Krisis holds its Toli in Yeridul and Nachal Eson. And it would make enough commitment whether if the murderer was found in between the Yerida before the Arifa, whether it would be Aser and Anor or not. The Yerushalmi says it doesn't matter, even if the Kedusha comes from the Yerida, but if you found out before the Arifa that the murderer was found, there would be no Kedusha and you could have Anor. What happens, Mishaner Po Egla? You found the murderer after the Egla was decapitated, then you cannot have a gnaw from it. Tikobr Mekoima. Right on the spot where the decapitation took place, you have to bury it. The Minchas Kanois points out that this is an exception to what we learned before. Before we learned that you don't do any avoda in the karka. You can't plant anything, can't do any avoda. However, there's one exception, and that is this, which is to bury the Egla roof in that place. Now, why is it Aser Bano if you found the murderer? The whole din of Egla Rufa is only when there's a suffix. There's no suffix anymore. I know who the murderer is. So why is there a din of Egla Rufa? Shall suffix basim et chilasa? Because when you originally decapitated it, you were doing it because at that moment you didn't know. Kipra sveik of Olchala. So it was mechaper on the suffix. And it went away means it was, you accomplished the purpose at the time of the Arifa, which was a suffix. Even though now that you know the murderer, for example, if he was warned with two Edom and he killed, he will be Chayav Misa. And we're going to learn on Amid Beis that the Egla Arufa is not Mechaper on a Vadai murderer. he has to get Mises Besdin, but still, the Egla Ruf, at the time that you were doing it, you had a suffix. It was doing its purpose. Now that the purpose is accomplished, it has a halacha of Egla Ruf, although it's not a kapara for the murderer, and he's still going to have to get killed by Besdin. And in this case, continues the Mishnah, where therefore Egla v'achakach nimtza ha'hoireg, where the Egla was, there was Egla Rufa, and then the ha'hoireg was found, ha'reze yehorg, what happens to him? He has to get killed by Bezd. What happens if Eid Echad Amar Re'isiyas ha'hoireg? I saw the murderer, says one Eid. Ve'eid Echad Amar Lo'iri saw. And the other Eid says, I was with you, and we did not see anybody kill him. Your Eidus is false. Or Isha Emeres Reisi, well, a woman says, I saw him, the murder of Isha Emeres Larisa. And another woman says, you didn't see. So they cancel each other out, and it remains a suffix, and Mimelid Din is, how you orphan, they would do the Egla Rufa. Eid Echad Amar Reisi, by the way, you don't need two Eidim. Even if one person, and even if there's one person at the end of the world who knows the identity of the murderer. Now, by the way, if there's only one Eid, he's usher to tell Besdin who the murderer is. It's Lashon Hara. Because we're not going to kill the person based on the testimony of one Eid. You need two Eidim to take his life. So if he is the only Eid, he has to wait till another Eid comes. If he's going to tell Besdin, Stam Lashon Hara has no purpose at all. But Gabed Allah of Egla Rufa, if he says, I know who the murderer is, even though Besdin doesn't question him who is the murderer, by the fact that he says, I know, that's enough to stop the process of Egla Rufa. What happens if Eid Echad Amar Reisi? Ushnaim Amar Lo Risa, two go against the one and say, you didn't see, Hoyu Orphan. So they cancel out the one. It remains that no, we don't know who the murderer is, so you have Egla Rufa. Shnaim Amar Reinu, two said, we saw. Ve'echad Amar Lahen Lo Risa, you didn't see. So he's canceled out against the two. It comes out that two saw Loi Hayorfin. There's no Arifa. Mesharabu Aratzchan and Batlag Arufa. The Gemara now is going to tell us a number of things that over time became Batl, and there are reasons, of course, for each thing. The first thing that over time became Batl was the din of Egla Rufa. Why? Because once there were people who murdered Befahesia, they weren't even afraid. So Memela, even if we don't know precisely who the murderer is, he got away with it. He was able to murder without anybody seeing him do it. But we know if a murder takes place in the murder capital, so you know it's one of the mafia, it's one of the murderers. So it's not considered, the Pasuk says that the whole din of Egla Rufa is only when no one knows about it. His identity is totally a suffix. Here, it's not such a suffix anymore. It's one of five known murderers. Memela the din is that this Batla Egla Rufa, Mishabo Eliezer ben Dinai, he was a famous murderer. Usachina ben Prishahaya Nikra, he gave himself an alias. The Meiri says it was two murderers, but the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Mishnah is that his alias was Techina ben Prisha, and Chazer Lekroise ben Haratzchan, they called him, people referred to him as the murderer's son, the son who murdered. So he was an example of a Reitzeach who was known, and he stopped the Egla Rufa process. Misharob Amenapim, now this has to do with Masech Tesaita. We learned before that if the Baal does an Aveira, if he's not Menukami Avoin, then there's no Din of Saita. Misharabu Amenapim. When many people started doing illicit things, Pascha Maimamorim, they stopped doing the Maimamorim. Why? Because the shame Hashem would get erased. The woman would think, I got away with it. And really, the reason why she lived and the Maimorim didn't have an effect on her was because her husband had done an Aveira. So Bemela, once this happened, they stopped the Maimorim process. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai found a remez from a pasuk in Hosea. V'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'sikun, shenemar, it says in Hosea, lo'i efkoid, as Rashi explains, lo'i efkoid, I'm not going to use the Maimorim to check your wives. Why? Because al-benoisechem kises nenev al-kaliseichem kises nafena. Because your daughters are Isaac and Znus, and your daughters-in-law are Isaac and Znus, and the pasuk continues, kiheim imazoinis, you yourself are, you the husband are with the Zoinis Iparedu, Vimakadeshais, Yizabechu. You're together with the Zoinis, so Mimela, the Mayim Amorim cannot have an effect if these Averos are being done.
We will speak more about this on Amud Beis when the Gemara goes to explain this part of the Mishnah. Let us continue at this point with the Mishnah. Mishnah Meis, Yosef ben Yezer, is to write of Yosef ben Yehuda, Ish Yerushalayim. It should be, the Bach says, Yosef ben Yochanan. When Yosef ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, died, Batel Ashkoilis. The clusters became Batel. This is a nickname for people who are clustered, have clusters of Torah knowledge. They know Kol HaTorah Kula clearly, without any mistakes. There's no Shikha. So until that time, there was no Shikha, and they were able to give over the Masorah 100% clearly. At the end of Yosi ben Yoezer's lifetime, he began to forget. And then we find, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, the first, as Rashi brings down, on Daf Tezayin, that was the Machloikis Rishon in Klal Yisrael concerning Smicha on Yontiv, whether it's done or it's not done. So that came about as a result of Shikha. Until that time, there was no Shikha. Until that time, there were only Eshkoilos. There were clusters of Tamid Chama who had Hakol Boy. Everything was in him. As Rashi on Amud Beis, the last Rashi says, this is what the word Eshkoilos means, Shakol Boy, Torah, Bamita, true Torah, Vein Daifi, V'Shikha Machlaikis. There's no corruption of the Torah. There's no forgetting. There's no Machlaikis. So that stopped with the death of Yosef ben Yezer Shred and Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim. Shenemar Ein Eshkol Lechol. There's no Eshkol to eat. Bikura Ifsa Nafshi. My heart desires, my soul desires a ripe fig. I wish we had those great Talmidei Chachamim back. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hoydeis Meiser. A Meiser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped the practice of Vidui Meiser. And here's a chance for me to correct something that I mistakenly said earlier in the Masechta. Here the Mishnah is speaking about Vidui Meiser. We learned before that Vidui Meiser is Mutter B'chol Lashon. And Vidui Meiser was that I have given everything that I bear. I have taken out all matonis to the Levi, that I and to the Aniyim that I'm obligated, and the Seder was that the first and second year was Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, which was Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi, Maaser Sheni was brought up to Yerushalayim. On the third year was Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, which the Ani, Maaser Ani was given to the Ani. On the fourth and fifth years was again Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. On the sixth year was Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. So the person makes the Vidui Meiser, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, for one, a reason that the Gemara will explain, he stopped the Vidui Meiser. Afu batel asama oirim v'sanaikvin. He also stopped the wakers and the strikers. The Gemara will explain what these terms mean. As we go to Daf Memzayin Amud Beis, Ad Yomav, until his days, Hayu Patish Makab Yerushalayim. As Rashi explains on Chol HaMoed, the blacksmiths would beat the hammer in Yerushalayim for a dover avud, something that had to be done for Chol HaMoed. There would be a loss if it was not done, but the sound of the hammer was heard far away, and therefore people wouldn't know that it was done for a dover avud, and therefore he stopped them using the hammer even for a dover avud on Chol HaMoed. Ubi Yomav ein tzarich lishlal dmai. Until his time, if I bought something from a chaver, so I would ask him, did you, when you bought it from Amoritz, the Amoritz, Roiv Amoritzim give Meiser, a miut, a minority, do not give Meiser. So legally, you would be able to buy from an Amoritz and assume that he went after the majority and he gave Meiser. However, those who were Machmer used to give Meiser by themselves, just to make sure. And if I would buy from a chaver, I would ask the chaver, did you give Meiser or not? In the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was Masakin that everyone who buys from an Amoritz has to take off Meiser. Therefore, if I bought it from someone who bought it from an Amoritz, I wouldn't have to, if that person that I bought it from was not an Amoritz, if he was a Chavar, so I didn't have to ask him because that was the Takar of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that
everyone should take Meiser off. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Minayin shim ner pa ha'egla. V'achin nimtza ha'irek. How do we know that if the egla had arufa, and then the murder was found, she'ein pater sisoi, that the egla arufa does not pater the murderer, but rather, if he was warned with Adam, he would be chayv mises bez and tam aloymer. The pasuk says, ula oris lo yikupir l'dam asher shavach, the earth will not get a kapor for the dam that was spilled bought in it, in the land, ki'im b'dam shavach, unless you take the blood of the murderer, the one who had spilled the blood. So this, the Gemara understands this pasuk to mean that it's speaking, even though there was an egla rufa, we didn't know who the murderer was, and then after the egla rufa we found the murderer, he does not receive a kapara from the egla arufa, he has to be killed. Eight echad amar yisiyasa hayrik. One eight says that I saw the murderer, and one eight says I did not see the murderer. Time of the makishleit. The reason we say that we do an egla rufa is because one cancels out the other. Holoi makishlei, if there would not be an eid echad against the first eid, then eid echad behemen. The first eid would be believed to say, I saw the murderer, and then I know that there's a murderer, and therefore there's no egla rufa. Minani mili, how do we know? There's a ton of rabbanon. The pasuk says, loi noidam yihiko. It's not known who killed him. Ha noidam yihiko, but if it is known who smote the deceased, even one person at the end of the world, anyone who has the yediyah knowledge would stop the egla rufa process. How do we know if the Sanhedrin saw somebody killing someone? They don't know who the murderer is, but they saw the murder taking place, that there was no din of egla rufa. It says in the pasuk, egla rufa, we did not see. They did see. They did see who the murderer was. If they did see who the murderer was, even if they don't know who it is, there is no din of egla rufa. Says the Gemara, hashtu di amrat eid echad mehemen. Now that you say eid echad mehemen, and by the way, Rashi tells us that this entire sugya is perfectly identical to a sugya that we had before on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, and that is the sugya where an eid echad says that a sota had an illicit affair while she did stira, that there the din is that we don't give her the water to drink. The water to drink is only by a suffix. But if we vadai know that she committed an avera, then she is not given the water to drink. So the same criteria as we have over there applies to our Gemara. There's only a din of egla rufa when you have a suffix. If you know vadai who the murderer is, if you have a yediya, then there is no din of egla rufa. So our whole sugya that we're going to learn here, until the two dots, is a parallel identical to the sugya there. There it's speaking about soita and an eid echad who said that she's tamei. And here it's speaking about egla rufa and an eid echad who says, I know who the murderer is. And Rashi says, there's no difference between that sugya and our sugya. So we learned that sugya together. And therefore, we will quickly go through this sugya, which is parallel, identical to the sugya there. So the Gemara begins. Has the Amr Eid Echad Mehemon? You're telling me that Eid Echad is believed to say that I know who the murderer is, and that would stop the Egla Rufa process. Idechad, the other one, Hechimatsi Makashle. How, in fact, if he says, you did not see it, I was with you and you didn't see it, how do they cancel each other out? And the din is that you make Arufa. Va'amar Ula, Ula set a rule. Kol Makam Shamina Torah Eid Echad. Wherever the Torah says that the Eid Echad is believed, like here, the Torah says if anyone has a Yedi, it stops the Egla Rufa process. Harekan Shnayim. That one is considered like two. Vein Dvor Shalech Makam Shnayim. And then the one who says you didn't see it is not believed against the one who says I did see it, because he's one against one who's considered like two. So how in fact do they cancel each other out, and we say there is a rifa? They should not cancel each other out. The one who says I saw it, I know the murderer, should win, and therefore there would be no arufa. You're right. Your question is excellent, and you have to change the gears in the Mishnah that would state that one against one, the din is there is no arufa. There is no aruf. Rav Chiya disagrees. Tani Hoyuarfin. He remains with argues in the Mishnah that one against one there is arufa. Ask the Gemara Rav Chiya Kashadullah. On Rav Chiya's Ula's question is strong that the one who says I saw it is considered like two. So the one who said you didn't see it should not be believed one against two, and the din should be there should be no arufa. Like kasha, that's not difficult. It depends. If the two Adam came together and they contradicted each other, there we don't say that the one who said, I saw the murderer, is believed like two. Since immediately when he said, I saw it, the other one said, you didn't see it, they cancel each other out. However, if first one, and we had over there in the sugya machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the same machlokes will be here, Rashi says that it's the criteria of Basach or Zechazeh is Toichle Dibber or not. So if the second aid came within Shomalecha Rebbe or Shomalecha Rebbe Umayri within that time frame and he said you didn't see it, then they cancel each other out. But if it's Bezechazeh, if he came after Shomalecha Rebbe Umayri, after Toichle Dibber, then the first one who said I saw it is established, and then he has a din like two, and then the other one's not believed, and therefore, since we believe the first one, there would not be any din of Egla Arufa. Tosfos learns that even if it's more than Toichle Dibber, it could still be considered Bevas Achas if Bezdin has not acted and Paskin based on the testimony of the first one. That's the criteria according to Tosfos. If the first one came and said, I saw the murderer, and Bezdin Paskin based on his testimony, then even if another one comes later and said, you didn't say it, then we believe the one who said, I saw it, and therefore it is no Arifa. However, if Bezdin did not get Paskin, even though if it's after Toichle Dibber, it's considered Bevas Achas, and then the first one is not believed like two, they cancel each other out, and then there would be a din of Egla Rufa. Tanan, we learned in our mission, I saw the murderer, and two said, Loi Raisa, you did not see, the din is Hoyo Orphan, we believe the two, and therefore it remains a suffix, and it's Orphan. Hochad v'chad, lo yoyarfen. But we can deduce that if it was one against one, there would not be an arifa. To yufta the Rab Chiya, it's a question of Rab Chiya, who said by one against one, there would be arifa. Ula tarmech, Rab Chiya answers back, according to your reasoning, eim seifa. If you're making a deduction from the ratio, which is the second last case of our Mishnah, let's go to the Seifa, the very last case of our Mishnah. Shnaim, oimer re'inu, two said we saw ve'eid echad amr lo risim, you did not see. So we believe the two against the one, and they say Re'inu, there's no suffix, we know the murderer, Loya Yarfin. So I can make a deduction, says Reb Chiya, Hochad V'chad, it was one against one, Hoya Yarfin. Then you would do Arifa. So you have a proof one way from the Mishnah, I have a proof the other way. How do we understand our Mishnah? So Reb Chiya says, I have a whole different shot in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not talking about a regular case of kosher Edim, because there I maintain, if you have one kosher aid, who says Ra'isi, and the other one says Loi Ra'isa, I maintain that it remains a suffix, and you are orphan. Not like you Ula said. Ella Masnisen, so what's our Mishnah speaking about? Kula B'psuli Edis. It's speaking about, there's no kosher Edim here. It's speaking about Edim that are possible. Ukir Rab Nechemia, and like Rab Nechemia says, the Omar, Rab Nechemia stated, Kol Mokim Shemina Tareid Echad, Holach Acharoiv Deis. So number one, wherever an Eid Echad is believed, like an argumora to say that I know who the murderer is, then you don't need a bona fide good aid. Even a woman would be believed, apostle aid, this would be believed. And then we go with the rule of majority rules. They made two women against one man, even though the one man is always kosher, and the woman is usually apostle. They took, since women are believed, we go with the majority, two women against one man are like two men against one man. And therefore, according to this pshat, what is Rav Nechemia learning in our Mishnah? That if Roiv are posel, they are believed against even an Eid Echad Kosher. And therefore, if an Eid Echad Kosher said, I saw the murderer and two posel, two women, who are usually apostle said, Loi Ra'isa, so then the din is, you go after Roiv Psulim, and therefore it still remains a suffix, and there would be an Egla Rufa. But if one aid kosher says, you didn't see, and the two Psulim said, we saw, then again you go after the two, the Roiv Psulim, and we say that they did see the murderer, and then the din would be that there is no Egla. So this is the way that we would learn according to the first pshat in Rav Nechemia. But ve'ikadiyamri, there's a second pshat in Rav Nechemia. Kol ha'echad asa eid echad kosher mikora. If an eid echad kosher came first, afilu me'en nashim ki echad damyan. Then even if 100 women come, we don't go after a majority. We only go after a majority if everybody's puzzle. But if you have an eid echad kosher to begin with, then Rav Nechemia does not believe you go after a majority. Even 100 women are like one. And the one who said ra'inu is believed we said like two. And this we'll be speaking about when it's b'zeach or zeh. So b'zeach or zeh, whatever the pshat is, according to Rashi or Tosfos. So then the one is believed. And if he says ra'inu, then there would be no arifa, because we know who the murderer is, and the 100 women are not believed against him. V'hachav ma'askin, and how do we learn our Mishnah kigoyin? Da'asoy isha mikara, that it's not a kosher man who came, but a woman came. V'tirtza, Rav Nechemia hachi, here's how you'll understand the words of Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia oimer, Rav Nechemia was stating the following. Kol makim shemina tarei echad, halachach ro'iv deis. Wherever the Torah believes in Eid Echad, it believes apostle, and then you go after majority. V'asu shtei nashim be'isha achas, not be'ish echad, but shtei nashim against a woman, two women against one woman, then it's like shnei nashim be'ish echad, like two men against one man. Avo shtei nashim be'ish echad, but what happens if you have two women against one man? Then it's kipalgo palgadami. Then it's half-half. Now here right away we have to explain. Before we said if you have two women and one man, a few lines before, we say that the women are, 100 women are like one, and we said you would believe the one who said ra'inu, the man, like two, and therefore there would not be arifa. Here we're saying it's 50-50, and if it's 50-50, it remains a suffix, and then there would be arifa. So we have to say that the difference is before we were speaking about bezeach or zeh, so we've established the one who says ra'isi, I saw the murderer, and therefore he's believed like two. The 100 women are like one, and we believe the two, the first man against the 100 women. Here we're speaking about where one woman or 100 women came bevas achas together with the man, and then it's machza al machza, half half, and then it would be that there would be a rifa. So according to this second shot of the Ikad Amri, that majority rules is only when you have puzzle against puzzle, but not puzzle against kosher. How would we understand the cases, the last two cases of our Mishnah? We say that if two come and say you didn't see, they're believed against one who said you did see. And therefore, there is no murderer known, and therefore there would be a din of egla rufa. But if two are, say, we saw, two psulim said we saw, against one posel who said you didn't see, then the two that said we saw are believed, and then there is no arifa. That's how we would learn, according to the Ikad Amri, it's speaking about all psulim, and it would depend if the two are saying you saw, or the two are saying we didn't see. Ask the Gemara if that's the pshat in our Mishnah, v'tarti psuli edes lomali. So the Mishnah basically is saying the same din. It's saying majority rules, and if the two say one way, there is a arifa. If the two say the other way, there's no arifa. What do you need both cases? No, I need it. Mao, the same key as the Nebuchadnezzar Reif. Deus, when do you go after Rav Deus L'chumra? That's only in the second last case of the Mishnah, which we've been calling the Reisha, because over there, the two are saying that we didn't see. The one says, I saw. The two said, you didn't see. So then we believe the two against the one, and therefore it's a suffix, and therefore there is a rifa. That's a chumra. Then we believe the two against the one. Ava lakula. But when the two say, we saw, and the one says, no, you didn't see. So I would think that that's going to cause, if I believe the two, it's going to cause that there will not be a din of egla rufa. That's a kula. So then I would say maybe we should take into account the one who says you didn't see, that casts aspersions against the two, and we should say that majority does not rule. We should say it's a suffix, and therefore you should have egla rufa. that majority rules by psulim, whether it's l'chumra that there will be egel arufa, or even whether it's l'kula that there will not be egel arufa. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Mishra Rabba Reitzchen. When there were many murderers, they stopped egel arufa tana rabbanan. Mishra Rabba Reitzchen bat egel arufa lufi she'ein a boil a suffik. Egel arufa only comes on a suffik, and here there's no suffik because you have a certain yediyah who the murderer is. It's one of this group of famous murderers. Mishra Rabba Reitzchen begoli, when they started doing their practice openly, but egel arufa, then the egel arufa became batel. Then the Mishnah said, Mishra Rabba Noyafin. When the Noyafin were a lot, they stopped practice of giving the mayim hamorim, tana rabbanan. The pasuk says, v'niko ha'ish me'avayin, that the man has to be clean from sin. Bizman she'ish menuka me'avayin ha'mayim b'adikim es ishtoi. If the man did not commit an aver, then the water is b'adik his wife. Ein ish menuka me'avayin. But if the ish is not menuka oven, he did a sin. Ein ha'mayim b'adikim es ishtoi. The water is not b'adik his wife. Va'aymer, and we have another pasuk which the Mishnah quoted from Hosea. Loy efkod, as Rashi explains, I will not use the mayim hamorim to check on your wives. Why? Because Abba Neisechim Kizis Nana, because your own daughters are committing znus. My Voimer, what is this extra possible? Chitem, and if you would say, oven the day in, when he himself is not Menukami oven, he has done some Avera, which we'll get into in a few moments, Rashi, the Rambam, Mishlam Melech, etc. But if he did an Avera, the simple pshat is, as we had Rashi earlier in the Masechta, that if he lived with his wife when she was a Saita, he's supposed to bring her to Yerushalayim. If on the way to Yerushalayim, he lived with his wife, which he's not supposed to, because she's ushered to him. We learned that from Venitma, that Ech Lebav, Ech Leboil, that there is that even a suffix saita is usher to live with her husband. So if he did an Avera before they came to Yerushalayim to be checked by the Mayim Amorim, the Mayim Amorim will not work. V'chitem, and maybe you'll think, Avon Diday in, the Bnei B'Ante Loi, but not his sons or daughters. Tashema, Le'efkad, I'm not going to check your wives. Why? Even if you didn't do the Aver, even if it's your daughters or daughters-in-law, it won't work. Maybe it's only an Aver like Eshetish, but not going off with a Zayna Pnuya, who's not married. Tashema, Kihaim, you yourselves, the husbands, you are together with the Zaynas, even if they're Pnuya, and that will stop the process. So on this, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai stopped the practice of the Mayim Amorim because there was so much niyuf going on. So either he did an Avera, his daughters and daughters-in-law did an Avera, even if they did an Avera, that will stop the Mayim Amorim process. And the woman knows she did an Avera and she'll think that there's no validity to the Mayim Amorim. And really it's because her husband or her daughters or daughters-in-law did an Avera. So that's why they stopped the whole thing, and also not to bring about the Mechikas Hashem. The pasuk concludes, Va'amla Yavin Yilabet, that the nation that doesn't understand will stumble. What does that mean? Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael. The Navi said to Klal Yisrael, Im Atem Akpim Al Atzmechem, Mayim Baitim Nishasechem. If you're makbid on yourselves, the water, if you don't commit an Aver, then the water works on your wives. Vim Lav, but if you do an Aver, Ein Mayim Baitim Nishasechem, then the water does not, it will not be Baitik. So that was the stumbling thing, that they did Averis, and then they thought the water would work, and they stumbled because the water will not work if you do an Avera, and that would cause Mechikas Hashem. That would cause the women to think, knowing that they did an Avera, that water wasn't working. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai stopped it based on this pasuk in Hosea. The Mishnah Lamelech, we spoke out earlier in the Masechta, we'll just review it very quickly, and Perek Beis of Hilchas Saita brings a steer in Rashi, because Rashi earlier in the Masechta said that what is the oven that he has to be menuka from, that is not living with the Saita on his way up to bring her to drink the Mayim Amorim. And here in Rashi, Menukami Oven, Rashi says, Niyef Be'isho Asurloi, Bein Mizusha Nistra, Bein Me'acheres. It seems even from another one. Mishnah Melech says, Astir in Rashi, Rambam Shita, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches of Hilchos Saita, Kol Ish, Shebo Bi Asur Miyomov, Acher Shehigdal, after he became Bar Mitzvah, he did any Isser with Arias, Ein Amayim Hamorim, Boit Kemes Ishtrei. The Rambam goes on to say, even water, even an Issa de Rabbonon, also of Arayas, it will not be Baidik. The Mishnah Melech points out that the Rambam here in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, does not bring what our Gemara says, that even if his daughters or daughters-in-law committed Znus, the water will not work. Although the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches, Halacha Yutes, says, Lefikich Mishra Rabba Anaf and Begol, Bayashen, Batla Sahedris Mamariva, Visamchu Allah Kosta Bekabola, Lefkar Abu Nasech, he says, no. So the Rambam brings that Pasuk down, and the Rambam says in Allah Yitches, Vim Over Vishkas Ishtoi, Hareza Moisiv Al Chatase Pesha, Shagorm Lashema Fusha Yimach Baman Vatola, Umoitzi Laz Al Me Saita, She Ishtoi Omeris, Lacherisha Zinsa, Vlebotko Amain, Vihilo Seda, Shemase Abal Gormish Lebotko Ba. So if the husband did something, the waters will not work, and it caused the mechikas Hashem. It causes her to be mighty laws that the waters don't work, even though it's because of her husband. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai stopped it, because even if the daughters-in-law did a maisis nus, it won't have an effect. So the Mishnah Melech points out that the Rambam doesn't bring this earlier. Now the Meiri sheds light on this whole sugya. The Meiri says that other Rishonim say that by the daughters and the daughters-in-law, it's not per se because they did znus, that stops the maim amarim. But rather, he wasn't mechiach them. So this indicates that he himself is lax in this inyan, and therefore we assume that, let's say according to Rashi earlier in the Masechta, that he was baal on his wife, he had relations with his wife while she was a saita, or that he commits other averis, and therefore the water can't work, according to the Rambam. So the daughters and daughters-in-law are not the cause as much as a siman. That's a sign that his house is not clean. He has a problem as well. He's not menukah mi'oven. If he's not menukah mi'oven, then the water will not work. Continues the Gemara. We'll learn a few more lines, and then we will have to wait to finish this Amid in tomorrow's Shir. Continues the Gemara. Mishir Rabu Bali Ano, when the Rabbonim, they began to seek pleasures, Nis'afsu Hadinin, the Dinim became perverted, V'niskalku L'maisim, and the actions of the Tzibur that were based on the Psak Halacha of the Rabbonim, became the skalkel. Ve'ein noach ba'olam. Hashem was not satisfied with what's going on in the world. Misharabu roye'i panim. When people began to, the dayanim showed favoritism, but didn't. Batloi saw guru. Then the isser of don't tremble was batl, because people began to tremble in front of people of influence. Upasik loisakiru. And loisakiru panim b'mishan. You shouldn't show favoritism. Stopped. Uporko al shemayim. They took away from themselves the yoke of heaven. V'nasna alem, oil baser v'dam. They put it upon themselves, the oil baser v'dam. And we, Mitzvah Shem, continue this inyan in tomorrow's shir.